Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 28th of April, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and joining me today is Senior Editor Larry Terry. Hello, Larry.
Hi, David.
Larry covers several markets for ISIS, but today's podcast will focus on the acrylates market in particular, as well as highlights from the Americans Coding Show, which was held in Indianapolis, Indiana last week. Larry, can you give us a brief rundown of some of the products in the acrylates markets?
Well, primarily there's glacial acrylic acid, and then there's butyl acrylate and 2-ethyl hexyl acrylate. Now, the other products are probably less prominent in the market are ethyl acrylate and methyl acrylate. So that covers the essentially those intermediates.
And what's been happening in the markets since the beginning of this year?
We began the year with pressure on acrylates, primarily from propylene, which was escalating. We've now seen the propylene prices fall in March, and in April it looks like they're going to flatten out. So while we're seeing less pressure from propylene on pricing, we are seeing increasing demand because we're into the second quarter, which is the beginning of the U.S. spring paint and coating season. So we're seeing momentum from that. We're seeing tight supply. Some of that supply tightness stems from the second half of last year, Hurricane Harvey, which affected plants in the U.S. Gulf Coast especially. Paint blending is already well underway and is continuing. And so we're seeing demand from that from the spring coating season.
So seasonal demand is beginning to pick up a bit. Could you elaborate on that?
April is sort of the official start, but as I mentioned before, paint blending starts within the first quarter. But when the second quarter gets here, typically you see a real uptick in demand, especially from architectural coatings. That's the most cyclical of the downstream markets in acrylates. There's also adhesives and some other markets, but coatings is driving things right now. And so we're seeing strong demand. We're seeing a supply crunch, which is putting pressure on prices. And as far as April prices, I have not settled those prices just yet because we're seeing upward pressure from tight supply and strong demand. But at the same time, we're seeing downward pressure from March propylene, which fell by 6 cents per pound. April propylene is, again, as I mentioned earlier, is looking like it's going to be flat to maybe moderately, slightly lower.
How has the market been in terms of the current political situation, especially in regards to the ongoing talk of trade wars between the U.S. and China?
Well, it will take some time, of course, for these threats to become reality or to be worked through the system. So for now, while it's on the radar of all the buyers and sellers that I talk to, it's not really affecting decisions at this point.
In regards to the American Coding Show last week, what were some of the highlights that you overheard from attendees there?
Well, there was a lot of optimism, obviously from the producers who were seeing the strong demand that we talked about. But there are also concerns, and of course the buyers are also want strong demand. The paint makers, the distributors of solvents and that sort of thing, and intermediates, they're happy to see this strong demand. But the overriding concerns are supply and transportation. Trucking has been an issue for several years. There were some stricter regulations a few years ago. So we've had trucking issues, but it seems to have worsened just in recent months. And we're starting to see the implementation of some surcharges, at least from Dow Chemical for one, on freight. So that's becoming a concern. Suppliers are concerned about getting their product to their customers. So we've seen lead times lengthen. Typically, truck delivery times can be, 2 to 5 days would be probably, in good times would be the longest you might see. Now we're seeing up to 2 weeks, sometimes a little more for truck delivery. So there's a long lead time. So that's really the primary thing is there's not any real end in sight. It's a shortage of truck drivers primarily, which is affecting not only acrylates, but other petrochemical markets.
ACS happens every 2 years. How was attendance this year versus previously?
I don't know the count for 2 years ago. I was there. It was a great show. It's very well attended and so many folks are represented, obviously, by our upstream, downstream, paint makers, pigment makers, solvents. According to the American Coding Show information, I saw today, there were over 9,200 attendees and 560 exhibitors.
We are getting closer to summertime. Are there any expectations